Step 2. Assess risks. You should do a risk assessment when there is uncertainty about how a hazard may cause injury or illness. The work activity involves a number of different hazards, and there is a lack of understanding about how the hazards may interact to create new or greater risks. Workplace changes occur that may have an effect on the effectiveness of control measures. Your action plan will specify the order in which you should prioritize your risk management activities based on the severity of the risk. Risk assessments are required under the Work Health and Safety Regulations 2012, South Australia, the DOHS regulations for high-risk activities such as entering confined spaces, diving work, and working with live electrical equipment.